Hey everyone, welcome to the second episode of The Rural Report, the podcast where we grow ideas and harvest stories from local agriculturalists. I'm your host, Brooklyn Dunn, the Carroll County FFA Vice President and National FFA in the USA reporter, and today I'm joined by Keely Courtney, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Keely Courtney. I'm a junior at Carroll County High School, and I'm our chapter secretary.
Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about her SAE and what she does in it. So to start, we need to have an understanding of what is an SAE. So an SAE, those three letters stand for Supervised Agricultural Experience. This is basically a hands-on student-led learning activity, which is outside of the classroom and gives the student real-world ag experience. My SAE is agricultural education, where I basically go into the fifth grade classroom and teach these young students all things ag and get to do hands-on activities with them. But SAEs come in a very wide range. So mine's ag ed. Keely, what's yours?
Mine is in vegetable production.
So Keely, if you want to tell us a little bit about what your SAE is, what your operation is.
Well, my operation is in vegetable production. I started my freshman year just, you know, researching like a variety of different, started off with pumpkins on my grandparents with about half an acre. So I started there and I planted about three varieties of pumpkins and I advertised on social media, specifically Facebook and through word of mouth. After that, I was able to get a few donations from the local Nutrien and they supplied me with some peaches and cream sweet corn seed. So then I grew my operation to about 3 acres, and I also put up a garden produce stand this last year where I sold tomatoes, a squash, zucchini, and a variety of other garden vegetables as well as sweet corn, and later I planted it in pumpkins.
So yes, Keely is my long-term friend. We've come into high school together and joined FFA together, and I've got to watch her grow this operation from just an idea our freshman year to a big operation here in our county our junior year. So, Keely, could you tell me a little bit about the different seasons that you operate and what you do in each of them?
Well, in the winter, most of the time, I start in the fall. After the previous growing season, most of the time, I'll collect seeds from, let's say, older pumpkins. That way, I don't have to spend money and my previous year's income to get new seeds to replant. So, I'll harvest those seeds. I'll research and see if there was any mishaps that I had the previous year, such as pests, and if I need to get new like fungicides, or perhaps this was a problem one year, a new irrigation system. Then later in the winter, I just do more research, and I start buying materials, because once spring rolls around, especially in April, I start planting. That's whenever I plant sweet corn. Most times around our spring break, so it's about the last week of April. And summer, then we have summer, and then that is whenever I really start selling sweet corn and advertising. I cultivate our garden, and that selling goes into late summer. And pumpkins, I sell those from August to October, and that is quite a bit of work, having to load them and advertise. That's probably the most demanding.
Yes, we always see Keely working outside with her pumpkins or selling them on a trailer outside. So Keely, I got to watch you start this business and grow it, but what really inspired you or what got you started?
So my grandfather, his name is Tommy Larkins, he used to sell pumpkins. That was his big thing. And really, that just inspired me because since my family's always had kind of a dealing in that, my dad was able to help me start with that and grow them. And that was just really fun for me to also get to see other people, what they could do with the pumpkins that I first originally started growing, like whether they paint them, carve them, and I got to see all of it on social media. It was a really fun thing to do.
Yes, Keely does this fun, I saw it on Facebook, where she'll post it and she'll have people submit, is it carvings or paintings?
Carvings.
Carvings. And she'll do a fun little competition, encourage people to not only purchase her pumpkins, but to share it on Facebook. So it's kind of marketing for her and it's fun for people who buy her pumpkins. So Keely, can you tell us, I know you talked a little bit about your irrigation system, but can you tell us some of the challenges you face in growing your vegetables and your pumpkins and whatever you grow and how you've overcome these challenges?
So I know my first year I had a lot of trouble with irrigation and it led to, well, I had a sprinkler irrigation system and that led to my pumpkins developing powdery mildew because they were getting too much liquid. And I called my ag teacher and she came and looked at my patch with me and we did some research and found out what it was and purchased the pesticides necessary because powdery mildew can spread very fast. Well, we fixed that first year and second year, I decided to convert over to a drip irrigation system which gives them the correct amount of moisture that they need. And I ended up having a bigger yield, and I didn't have any issues with powdery mildew. With my vegetables, I also haven't really had any problems. We also irrigated those with the drip irrigation system, and it's all worked out pretty well from there. We have had some squash bug issues, but I just spray those with insecticides and fungicides and just a variety of the sides.
I would definitely say that growing vegetables like Keely does is definitely a learning experience, because not a lot of our peers or the people in our grade really do the same things that she does. So she kind of has to figure it out on her own, doing her own research. So I guess this question kind of goes along with what I just asked you. But if you know what you do now, when you first started, what would be the one thing that you would change, or some advice for somebody who just starts?
I really think with hindsight, in my back pocket, I know that I would not have sprayed as much as I did my first year. That definitely took a hit on my income, and I really started spraying a lot towards the end on my pumpkins, like around September and October. By then, they're already dying out. You have all the yield that you're going to have, and it doesn't really matter at that point if the plants die, because you already have all of the fruit that you're going to get off that plant that year. So definitely, if you can avoid spraying, also don't spray, because that'll also, a lot of people worry about whenever it comes to like corn and other things, if it has been sprayed or not. So if you can avoid spraying, I'd say definitely avoid spraying. As I said, with the irrigation, properly research what plants you're trying to grow, and if you want to, which way to irrigate them, because there's such a variety of different ways to irrigate. I mean, I can just think of like five off the top of my head. But definitely just watch out what you're spraying and pick your irrigation type, and also what zone you're living in the U.S. That also matters what you are trying to grow, and what climate you're in matters what you're trying to grow.
Yes. So basically, when you're first getting started with operation like this, research is so important, and talking to other people who are doing the same thing or something similar is also very important to get a better understanding of what exactly it is you're doing. So Keely, for my last question, can you tell us a little bit about how running a big operation like this has impacted you personally when it comes to time management or getting schoolwork or just having time for yourself?
Well, that certainly has been a big thing, especially whenever it comes to selling pumpkins in the fall. Well, a lot of what I do, I learned also my first year. That first year, I went and set up everywhere with a bunch of trailers. This most recent year, my junior year, I started doing more passive selling. And I across the road from my house, I set up a self-serve stand for my garden produce and for my pumpkins. And I did a lot of passive selling by advertising with word of mouth and a lot on Facebook. And I ended up getting I made a better profit than I did the first year I sold, where I actually went places in the Tri-County area, which is definitely a good thing to do. I mean, if you can make money while you're sleeping, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
So I started doing that, and that gave me more time to do schoolwork. And most of my actual physical work that takes up the most time is during the summer. So I did really time management. I learned that most through passive selling. And also, it's been a great way to learn about customer relations. And I've really been able to make better meeting other people's needs. That was also a big thing. And with like communication, I had to use like Messenger, or people would message me specifically if they needed like a delivery. So I had to learn how to meet certain people's needs while also not, you know, giving certain people special treatment, you know. So that was an important thing that I learned that I'm going to definitely be using later on.
Definitely. So Keely, what would you say is the best way you're able to market, or what worked for you the best in our small county?
Well, I did say that I went places and sold my first year, but also I think I made more by just advertising on Facebook and doing passive selling, because I had a solid customer base by now. So I think also if I would have went into the Tri-County area and sold to places like our local farmers market, I probably would have made more. But passive selling is definitely a good deal. And I did that through a lot of Facebook and a lot of just social media posts. And I made them pretty frequently. So I'd post about how the crops were doing, what I had in stock, and where they could find me. And that really worked through social media posts. And I also made sure to tell people anytime I could.
So to finish up our little episode here, Keely, how do you plan on growing your business in the future, if you do at all? Any changes you're planning on making, or what are your future plans?
In the future, since sweet corn, that takes a lot of work. You have to be out there and you need a lot of people to work. In the past, I have hired Amish, and I think I'm going to try and do that again this next year. So that'll definitely help a lot, because, you know, you have more hands, that's lighter work for everybody. I'll also apply to multiple grants and competitions that I have in the past. That will help me probably get more irrigation for also for, I have another plot that I do need drip irrigation for. This last year I didn't use it on that plot, so I'll need that. And I'm also going to get some more pumpkin varieties, and I even want to look into Indian corn for decorations.
Yeah, so Keely has a very successful operation here. You can tell just by hearing her talk about it that she works really hard for what she does, and she's very good at it. So I would say one of the biggest things that we can learn from Keely is just her commitment to doing what she does and doing it well. Not only just out in the fields, but talking to other people. Her customer service is great, and just reaching out to the community to build up that great customer base she has by working alongside different partners and just giving back, giving into the community what they need. I would say that not only just working and selling, but Keely also does a great job whenever it comes to doing her paperwork and doing well in competitions and schoolwork. She does a great job of managing her time, both running a successful business and being a great student and great FFA member. So there's a lot we can learn from Keely. But I just want to thank her for coming on our podcast, because this is the end of the episode. So thank you, Keely.
Yep, of course. Had a good time.
It was great to have you. Period.